I have promised my 6-year-old friend that our time together this afternoon will involve water. So Ibeck arrives at my house with boots that reach almost to his knees, a change of clothes, drinking water, and a snack. We are ready. We walk through the neighborhood where many of the backyards lean down towards small creeks that are headed, like us, towards Greenleaf Park. Upon arrival, the swings beckon, and we spend a good 15 minutes in our special game that consists of shouting real and made-up words when our faces meet at the height of the swing's trajectory. Afterwards, we walk down towards the wooded section of the park, past the rain garden installed a couple of years ago, where vegetation is just starting to fill in. I explain that most of the pollution that gets collected in the rain garden is okay, because the plants are able to turn it into food for themselves or bacteria that lives in the soil. It's a subtle point, and the stream below us, the one that's being protected by this rain garden, is calling. We cross a small wooden footbridge into the woods and hop into the stream. Ibeck grabs a stick and starts scraping the rocks, seeking a satisfying splash. But it's only a couple of inches deep, and the best tools will be our hands. So we walk the creek, overturning cobble and rocks to see what we can find. We are in luck. There's a crayfish he's spotted, scudding away from his eager fingers. Its claws are arching up at the young giant that has backed it into a rocky corner. "You pick it up," he commands, suddenly still, my clue that he's had some experience with the sharp pinchers of this miniature freshwater lobster. With fingers that feel way too big, I pick up the inch-and-a-half-long crayfish, trying to be both gentle but firm. "Do you want to hold him?" "No, you," he yells, jumping with a thrill, as fear and excitement course through his small body. I return the stunned creature to the stream, and we continue to walk and look. There are very few aquatic bugs, which doesn't surprise me, this being an urban stream and one that's been disturbed for many years. But once again, Ibeck sees something. This time, he reaches for it himself and proudly offers up a cranefly larvae, whose white, grub-like body is a chubby, alluring, inch-long torpedo. He holds it for a while, considering. It seems that it needs a proper home. So Ibeck spends the next 15 minutes building a small rock wall enclosing the platform on which he places the cranefly. He caps the house with a flat rock for a roof. I watch him at work, crouching in the stream, totally absorbed in selecting just the right rocks based on size or shape or texture or heft, or maybe factors that only a 6-year-old can understand. It is unlikely that he will remember this exact day, the water cool between his own small fingers, the soft pressure of the cranefly's worm-like body, the early spring sun warming his back. I don't know if he will, when he has grown, remember our word game on the swings, or making a house for the cranefly, or perhaps the picture that I show him later of the adult cranefly that the larvae will become in a few short weeks. But as sure as the warm breeze on this early spring afternoon pulls me back into my own unspecific childhood memories of playing in the woods, I know that this kind of time is something that I wish for all children. Simple time, unplanned, with no expectations except to see what we can see, outdoors, discovering with our hands and bodies something of the ways of the natural world. As Earth Day approaches, and you're thinking of some way to honor it, you can't do better than taking a child's hand and leading her to a stream, a grove of trees, a pasture, or a park, and spend an hour or two being guided by the imagination and curiosity of this child and the child within you. You've been listening to the weekly show, The Rivanna Rambler, heard on WTJU 91.1 FM every Thursday at 11:55 a.m. If you'd like to make a donation in support of this show or any of our programming, please call 434-924-0885.